Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregor Mannarino, Monday, June 10th, 2024, pre-market report. Before we even get started, because a couple of things are going on right now that you need to know about, I want to start off with risk here, specifically what's happening with the MMRI, Mannarino Market Risk Indicator here. You and I have been keeping an eye on this trend for a long time. This is going back to January where we started this uptrend. You see what I'm talking about? We broke down through this support level. Now we're making a run back higher. Risk in this market is rising, and this is obviously not good here. And this could get out of control real fast. What do we got going on here? European Central Bank just started cutting rates. We got the Canadian Central Bank cutting rates following the Swiss National Bank. The Fed is going to cut rates as well. I don't think for a little while now, but it is happening. China dumping U.S. debt at their fastest pace ever. Who's buying it? There has to be a buyer. Obviously, we know it's the Federal Reserve. But this is where we need to keep our eyes on right now, people. And the stock market this morning, because of this, again, understanding. Listen to what I'm saying here. The stock markets of the world derive value, you know this if you've been following this blog, from action in the debt market, which means the stock markets of the world are derivatives. They derive value from action in the debt market. So that's why we're keeping our eyes on this. If we begin to see a spiking here, or a sell-off, a further sell-off here in the debt market, the stocks aren't going to like this at all. Again, this is the scenario that you and I have been watching. We've been talking about it for a very, very long time. And the system today is on a knife's edge. But there's a couple of other things that are going on right now. I urge you to start using the Federal Reserve's own website as a source of information for you. I look at it all the time here. It's hidden in plain sight. What's going on here? Since February of this year, the Federal Reserve has ballooned the money supply over $1 trillion. Now, that might not raise your eyebrows if you weren't paying attention to what's going on here. Today, collectively, the world economy, as you all know, is contracting at its fastest pace we've ever seen. We've never seen anything like this. So does it make sense to you we have an economy in contraction on a worldwide scale? You want to go down to looking at the United States? Our economy is in contraction. Very, very rapid. But the Fed's ballooning the money supply. At the same time, we're watching a phenomenon occur that you and I have said, let's look out for this from 10 years ago. That is the money velocity, at which the rate at which cash is moving through the economy. We're starting to see it tick up here with regard to the rate at which cash is moving through the economy. Meanwhile, the economy is contracting. So what we're witnessing here is, again, the phenomenon that you and I have been talking about, again, where all of these extra bills that have been created in whatever form by, in this case, the Federal Reserve, is chasing the same, or in this case, a lesser amount of goods. This is why we're seeing inflation. Inflation is a direct result of a ballooning money supply. And that's what's going on right now, right in front of our face. And again, don't take my word for this. Go to the Fed's own website and look it up for yourself. This is deliberate. The Fed is going out of their way, central banks are going out of their way to balloon the money supply at the same time. The overall money supply of the world, the cash supply, it's not money, you know that, the currency supply, as the economy is contracting. This is a recipe for disaster. As you all know, what's going on here? The creation of a neo-feudal system, a destruction, a deconstruction of the current economy on a worldwide scale, only to be rebuilt in the way the central banks want it to be rebuilt. And that is a central bank digital currency here, a petrocurrency, as we covered yesterday, supposedly the contract, which never existed. I don't even know where this even came from, between Saudi Arabia and the United States. There's no contract, okay? And I hate when false information gets put out and then propagated, especially by YouTubers and whoever else here. Okay, there's an agreement still in effect between the United States and OPEC nations for the United States to protect that oil. Why do you think. There are so many U.S. military, major U.S. military bases in the Middle East because it's fun to keep all these people there. No, they're there to protect the oil. And because, again, of the petrodollar here. Yes, the world is distancing themselves from the dollar. No doubt about it. But this is what central banks want to do. They're creating a universal system here, a currency that will cross borders, that will be a one-world currency, a one-world government run by central banks. You all know that. It's in our freaking face. Anyway, let's stick to what's going on here. So the phenomenon is very, very simple. We have an economy contracting faster and faster and faster and faster around the world while central banks are cutting rates, while central banks are ballooning the money supply. Cutting rates requires a central bank to get into the market and buy more debt, meaning they got to create cash out of nothing, which is massively inflationary. Do you see what they're doing to us? Why is it? Let me ask you. We're friends. We can talk about anything. Why is it that this kind of information is never, ever covered on a single mainstream media outlet? Because you see, you can't know this stuff, because then people might wake up to the fact that we are being destroyed, systematically wiped out, that central banks are solidifying their power on all of us. So that means that you and I, again, what I tell you all the time, need to take action. We cannot stop in no way, shape, or form what they have put into effect, they being central banks, over a century ago. We are living in a side effect of where they're pushing us all. You understand? The mainstream media is complicit in this, okay? We have no representation here, because central banks are the government. And that's what they want out of us. They want to extort control out of every single one of us, creating the slave system, the slave planet. Why do you think, people, that nations today are in more debt than they've ever been? Why individual citizens are carrying their heaviest debt loads ever? Is this just really an accident? No. Who creates all this debt? Where does it come from? Look at the root cause. When I was in medicine, you know, or you all know I practiced medicine for 20 years, you got to look at the root cause of the problem. You go back and say, where is it all stemming from? Here, it's clearly the central banks and our loving, caring representatives in direct collusion with these central banks. Some of our world leaders calling for a weaker dollar, for lower rates, empowering the central banks, giving them more strength. No, we need to take that power away from them, but it can't happen and it won't happen. It's all working together, the entire system here right now, along with OPEC and the BRICS nations as well, now working with the International Freaking Mafia Fund and the Bank of International Settlements, the IMF, right, to create a digital currency. We, unfortunately, we're forced to participate in this system. But I've been telling you for the longest time to try to sidestep it, people, by betting against the debt, becoming your own central bank, hoarding hard assets. Don't keep a single dime in an institution, a bank, for example, that you don't need to in order to participate in the system we're forced to participate in. Do you understand what I'm talking about here? I hope so. I hope you're waking up to what's happening here, people, honestly. Anyway, so the situation here, what you and I have got to focus on is the fact that the global economy is contracting. At the same time, central banks are inflating the money supply, which they call the money supply, currency supply. This move here by central banks to a digital currency, which we can't stop, a universal system, a one world government run by the central banks. All this other nonsense about elections and selections, wherever they are happening in the world, it doesn't matter. It's a show for the public. Don't you understand? At least I hope you do. Now we have the money velocity picking up at the same time the economy is contracting. At the same time, central banks are inflating. And that's their goal, is to continue to inflate people. They're destroying us. But again, that gives us opportunity if we understand. Again, you must gain exposure to commodities, people, especially silver. That's what I've been telling you for the long time. I don't sell this stuff. And do your own research on this. This is real money. It's real wealth. So is this. It's been the same thing for thousands of years. We must take the opposite side of the trade of what central banks are doing. Otherwise, you're done. I mean, if you're new here, you better get up to speed, meaning becoming your own central bank. How do I say this another way to you here? What they're doing here, this is no accident what we're seeing. It's deliberate, and they're bringing us to our knees, and they want us to beg for a new system. They're creating dependency on the system, more slaves to the system. So when they transition to the new system, people will accept it. Don't you understand? But they got to deconstruct the current system. I've been telling you this for the longest time now. I don't know another way to put it. It's incredible. All right, look, but for today, we're watching this, okay? The MMRI, the best risk indicator you're ever going to find for this market, okay? Link in the description of this video. This morning, we have stock futures lower. Not much on the back of rising risk. You got gold flat, silver catching a bid, crude oil getting bid higher, cryptocurrencies under a little pressure. Okay, that's where we stand. But you and I, we're in the right spots, people. We, collectively, I really believe this with all I have, are so far ahead of the curve on all this because we understand what's going on here. Unlike 99% of the people. And that gives us an insurmountable edge, at least in my perspective here. So anyway, I want to hear from you. What do you think about the situation? Here's the question of the morning. Where we have a global economy contracting at its fastest pace in ever. While we have central banks here, none more so than the Fed, ballooning the money supply. We're starting to see this phenomenon of the velocity of money or the rate at which cash is moving through the economy picking up. Meanwhile, the economy is slowing. That is a clear sign that all of these extra bills that have been created by central banks, none more so than the Fed since the meltdown, are starting to make their way through the economy, and that's the real reason why we're seeing inflation. You're not allowed to know that. You understand? You have to be kept in the dark. The job of the mainstream media is to deceive you, to have you look over here when you should be looking over there, to keep you in some kind of a twisted state of not understanding what's going on so they can take advantage of you. You understand? We're not going to let that happen because we're too damn smart. I'm going to tell you straight out right here and now. Anyway, look, people, I hope you got something out of this video. Very important stuff that we cover. Absolutely, the bond market right now is, the debt market is sending us a warning sign. So what do you think is going to happen here? Are we about to see this spike? Are we going to break out above this, which was a resistance level, now becomes a support level? Are we going to break out above here? Are we about to see the MMRI go into a red zone again? And that's going to hit the stock market pretty bad. In my opinion, because this is a presidential selection cycle, there will be no election. Okay. The Fed's going to jump in here and start buying more debt. Believe me, they're watching. They're not watching the MMRI. Maybe they are. I have no idea. But the Fed is watching the debt market because the Fed's manipulating the debt market along with every other central bank as well. They are watching this. And buying the debt, buying more debt, is the goal of central banks because they want to own it all. You understand? Their goal is to become the lender and buyer of last resort. You all know that. I've been telling you this for 10 freaking years. And any mechanism they can utilize to inflate, to buy more debt, to issue debt through one door via the currency right now with the Fed ballooning the money supply and then buying it back through another door. Massively inflationary, but it makes them stronger. Do you understand? I hope, really, that if you follow this blog, I would have to say this, that nobody understands central banking more than you. Nobody hates and detests and despises central banking more than me and you as well. These institutions are in control of everything right now. They even control the flow of information. That should show you how powerful they are. It's an incredible thing to see. Honestly, it really is. And we have been warned repeatedly over the years about this, but it's in our face. How can you ignore this? All right, people, look, this guy here loves you a lot from the heart. I mean that. We will reconvene right here later on for the live stream, 4 or 5 p.m. Eastern. I hope to see you there. Have some questions ready for me. We'll cover them in real time, all right? I'll see you later.